Welcome to the Small Words Podcast. Wow. It's good to come again to your listening. Actually, this podcast episode is a limited podcast. A university in Ogun State actually conducting an election, and now we are going to use this podcast to. The name of the university is Harvard, Intellectual Harvard College of Business and Management Studies. So now on tonight's show, it's a guest is none other than Blessing Odondi. Please welcome me to the show. So Blessing, you're welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Mr. Small Word.
For those of you just joining us on the show, you actually know what the Small Words podcast is about. Actually, you can meet us later. I'm going to drop the link to our profile and our pages. So now, for those of you just meeting Blessing or just hearing about him, Blessing is actually contesting for the post of the sport director of the SRC level, the SRC level. So I'm going to get back to him now to tell us more about himself. So we're Blessing.
Welcome. Thank you for that, Mr. Smallwood. And I really appreciate you having me on the program today. Actually, I've been getting a lot of recommendation about your podcast station, and I really love it. And to be here, it's really a kudos, and I give you that kudos. Thank you so much for having me here.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my name still remains Odondi Blessing Ebimo Bowie, student of School of Art and Humanities, and from the Department of Mass Communication, and I'm in 300 level, and I'm aspiring for the school post of sport director. Yeah, and me coming out for this post is really not only about just to come to just represent, but it's for me to come to serve the school, the student itself, and to bring the spirit of sportsmanship to a level whereby it can reach out to the world entirely, not only at the vicinity, but to the world entirely, and to create more of awareness awareness of things that could, you know, push out this athlete in this student, because some of the students in the school whereby they see sports to be like things that are stressful, you know, they see sports like everybody who involved in sports are just like stressing themselves, and they never knew that sports is a very, very good fun type, that where people even take it as a fun, you know, while some take it as a career, you know. But for me, I've been into sport for a long time. I can say right from the age of 15, I've been into sport, and I'm a footballer, and I also I'm a coach as well. Even the current coach of the school team, I am the one who is handling it by the grace of God, giving that chance to, you know, to take in control, not only to take in control, but to motivate and then to encourage the students to, you know, just to be in shape of whatever thing they want to learn, you know. Not only football that I can do as well, I can involve in other sports like swimming, I can involve in other sports like training, karate, boxing, and many more like that. Even when it comes to athletes like running, I can also participate and bring them to the shape. And also, I own an outlet called M Fitness, and M Fitness is just, you know, just to put people shape and fit, you know, training them, more of things like about exercise, cardio exercise, Tabata, more exercise like that. And also, I am a motivator. I own a page on Facebook called Build a Tree, whereby I, you know, motivate people, encourage or counsel people more with my little content that I posted, you know, and so more. And things, the reason why I'm coming out for this post is not because I just want to are there for it, but I am using it as an opportunity just to push out this student athletes in the spirit sportsmanship in students.
Yeah.
Because most of the students nearby, they feel it's only about education. But it's not only about education. There's a room whereby they will come and they get to get fit. Some of them have this talent, you get.
Yeah.
But we are here to just shape them in what they have so that their dream will not die. You know, it will not be easy you having a dream of, or you have a talent of playing football or basketball and you, or any other sport, and you come into education and you leave it for a 4 good years or 5 years while you're running the program. You know, it will sound like, it will look like you've lost everything. Mm-hmm. But with the school sports stuffs, we will be able to, you know, guide them and still put them in shape. So that the spirit of sportsmanship will not die in them. Yeah, you get it?
Yeah.
So that's just it. But a lot of opportunity will be really open when they need to know more. And
wow.
When they come forward, get me in with the votes they have to be given the day the election comes up.
Okay. Actually, thank you very much, Coach Blessing.
Thank you so much.
Actually, I don't know when it comes to politics, I don't actually know anything in it. So now, people that are also contesting for this current post, what are your advice to them? Do you have any that competitive aspect in you that, okay, I must do this one, or I must just get there? And What do you have for other people? What's the advice that you have for everybody that are aspiring for any post, either on the good side or actually on the bad side?
Yeah, you know, election is not something to be things that we see as to be a war on.
Yeah.
But I see it to be a challenge whereby you just have to come up to be a leader, you know. You just have to come as a leader to show that you can do this at your own best. You know, you just don't see it as I'm just coming out to have this or to be in this. Most of the election, people just see it as an hatred to other self.
Mm.
We, as in an election time, you have to have the courage of a leadership. You know, you're calling yourself to lead, and to lead is to serve. You know,
yeah.
When you are leading, you have to have a lot of disciplinary attitude,
actions
in you that people can just always look up and say, okay, this person really fitting for this.
Yeah, that's
well, I, and again, I don't want people to see election to be a style whereby the country is using. You know, if you should look at the times whereby the election is being used in the country, there are a lot of chaos whereby people get to fight each other. They have to create some kind of enmity among themselves. And in terms of students like this, in terms of an organization like this in college or university, they don't need to, you know, do that, because we are learned. We are only given that opportunity to what? To show our best on in terms of leadership.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just before we end the show, I actually have a quick question.
Okay.
Now, you going for the post of the sport director of the school?
Yeah.
How does that affect? Does it affect your education, or you can be able to juggle both of them, like on a scale?
Okay.
Will you be able to cope with the sport director? Because I know that as a sport director, you have to be the one managing stuff. So how will it go? Will it affect your education, or will you choose the education over the work?
You know, I said something earlier on that it is called sport athletes.
Wow.
You know, I said it's about sport athletes. Why one, it will not affect my education is because before I come in to university, I was a football player. Actually, I was about to play a league before coming. But there's always a thing that I used to tell myself, that I must be educated.
Yeah.
I must not forget what I want. You get?
Yeah.
I must not forget where I'm going, and I must not forget my goal. education is still part of it. But reason why I'm going for this is because it will be a guide just for me to shape in myself and to shape others in the line of sports.
Yeah,
that is why. But for my education, I won't joke with that, you know. Yeah. And as well, I'm ready. I'm also ready to take out the spare time that I have to sacrifice the time to do whatever it takes to manage or to organize myself in this line whereby education will not clash and I will not be fainting down one for others, you know.
Okay.
I will have to balance it together.
Okay, now I just want you to just give a piece of advice to anybody trying to go for any post, like trying to become a leader of a particular team, and just give a quick advice to them.
Okay, to that I would say, firstly, you know, a leadership is someone who oversees and the person who strategizes other plans and in terms of providing motivation and direction, you know. But we shouldn't, because you are into this line and you forget your roots. But what I would say is you just have to put in your best. When you get the post, you just have to put in your best, whatever post you've been given. Show the sincere and transparent leadership in you, and you should not forget that you are serving a student, I mean the school and the student. Shouldn't look down. You should be able to, you know, to hear what they have for you, what they have to say. You shouldn't, because you are a leader at last and you felt you are over or you are ahead of everybody, because some people, when they will tell you it's 100% sure that I am going to do this for you, and which is not possible, that's what I used to say. I said in times when a promise comes, I can't lay a promise, but I cannot tell you I would do 100% of everything that I've said, which is not perfect, which is not sure. But I can tell you that at 75%, I will be able to do things, you know, because at that really many percentage, there will be challenges that will want to fit you back, but you try to do this, a lot of things will come and you will not be able to do it. But sometimes things like that comes. But as you see yourself, you shouldn't make a wave of yourself, like in this election, the voting stuff, just put your mind at rest. You don't need to stress yourself. If it comes for you, damn it, it's for you. But if not for you, you just have to, you know, continue doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't, because of the election, see your other coursemate or schoolmates to be enemy. You know, in other schools that are like where they run an SUG, you know, there are a lot of riot, there will be a lot of, but thank God in our citadel, in our great citadel, is something like that is not happening. We thank God that there's full cooperation among the students and everybody is, you know, they're focused on just like let the thing just come up and know who is the winner, you know, like that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the blessing. I wish you all the best.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the end of today's podcast. That's what I have for you today. So I'm calling out to Harvard College students to come out and vote for Coach Blessing.
I really need your support. I want your vote and I want your campuses. Because as I am ready to serve you. I'm ready to serve the school and the students, and I'm ready to bring out the best. There will be a manifesto coming on Friday, starting by 10 a.m. So I would like you guys to come and listen to what really I have for you. Because, you know, saying is believing, that's what they say. But, you know, I just want you to vote right, because the return of it will just be a better one for you. That's just my belief.
Okay, thank you very much. So there you have it. Now you should please vote for Coach Blessing Odondi I hope I actually got the name correct.
Odondi Blessing Ebimobue.
Okay.
As aka coach.
Wow. For the sports director post of the SRC level.
Level. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you all. Word.
There you have it. So that's the end of today's podcast. And if you are Harvard College student, please don't forget to vote for him. He is the best man for the job.
Mm.
And you just have to vote for him. Yeah. You can also follow us on Instagram at IamSmallPod. You can send your messages and your emails to us and we'll reply. So thank you very much. I remain Smallwood. Good night, goodbye, and stay safe.
Yeah.